I borrow one.
Yeah?
Who's this one?
What bloke?
This bloke here. Method something. Look, written there.
Mephistopheles. What?
Strike, I don't know.
Mephistopheles. That's it.
I never heard of him.
Neither have I.
Well, what are you worrying for?
My father wants to know.
Eh?
He saw it in the book last night, and he told me to ask the teacher.
What did you say?
Mephistopheles or something.
Strike, I'd rather have a number than a name like that.
How do you mean?
Well, if you have to sign your name on... Here he is now. You can ask him.
Ask him?
Yeah, ask Percy.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, first of all...
Sir?
Yes, pardon me?
Well, first of all, Stanford wants to ask a question.
A question?
Yes.
How unusual.
Yes.
Well, what is it? What's the question?
Would you rather have a number than a name like Mephistopheles?
I beg your pardon?
Ah, that's not the question.
Well, you told me to ask him that.
No, I never.
Look, just a minute. What on earth's going on in here?
He asked you the wrong question.
Well, what is the question?
Do you know this joker Mephistopheles?
I went to school with him. Of course I know him. He was...
No!
Know him? No, of course I don't know him.
Well, have you ever heard of him, sir?
No. Yeah, Mephistopheles? Yes, of course I have.
Well, who is he?
Well, he's, who wants to know?
My father, sir.
Oh, I see. Well, your father?
Yes, sir.
Is he a pupil at this school?
No.
No. Well, I'm here to teach my pupils, not their fathers.
Don't you know?
No, I've forgotten, but... No, yes, yes, I know. Of course I know.
Well, who is he?
Who's who?
Stanford's father.
Mephistopheles.
No, he's not, sir.
Isn't he?
Now, have another guess.
Yes, well, I'll say,
No, I won't. Listen.
What are you talking about?
Oh, stop.
Serves you right, Bobby. Nobody asked you to be rude. And you can consider yourself very lucky, Stanford, that you didn't get the stick as well. I'm not here to talk about Mephistopheles.
No, sir, but my father told me to ask you.
Yeah. Did he?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, in that case... Well, look, you come and see me after school and I'll look it up. I mean, I'll tell you then.
Yes.
Mephistopheles. Well, all right. Well, now, pay attention. Now, today, I've planned a lesson for you that... Oh, green button.
Yeah.
Look, I wish you'd planned something or some method of how to arrive on time.
Yes, but it wasn't my fault.
No, I know. It never is your fault. It's your father's.
No, it is not.
No? Oh, well, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Well, go on. What's the excuse this time, Green Bottle?
Well,
and don't take all the lesson about it either.
Yes, well, my uncle's a policeman.
Yes. Oh, I see. What?
My uncle's a policeman.
Oh, is he?
Yes. He works at the jail.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, yes, yes. And that's why you're late.
Yeah.
Yes, your uncle's a policeman.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, he works at the jail.
Of course.
I thought you'd understand.
Oh, did you? Yes. Well, I don't. I don't understand one word of it.
Yeah,
Look, what on earth are you talking about? Even if your uncle is a policeman and does work at the jail, how does that make you late for school?
Yes, well, he's staying at our place.
Well, what of it? What do you have to do? Give him his bath?
Yeah, no.
No, well, look, what's that got to do with it?
Yes, well, I was there when he heard about it.
Heard about it?
Yes, he heard that 10 prisoners had broken out.
10 prisoners broken out?
Yeah.
Well, that's serious. I sincerely hope there's none of them around here. Is that door locked, Bottomley? No, look, come here. It doesn't matter. But listen, what's all this got to do with you, Greenbuckle?
Yes, well, I had to go a message for him.
Oh, I see. Now, look, don't tell me that you had to go and raise the alarm, because that would have been done already.
No, there was no need to raise the alarm.
No, not at that stage. Well, what did you have to do?
I had to go for the doctor.
The doctor?
Yeah.
But didn't you say 10 prisoners had broken out?
Yes.
Well, why get the doctor?
It was measles.
Measles? Oh, I see. What?
Yes, but... and that's why I was late.
Greenbuck, will you stop raving there like a lunatic?
That's right.
Yes, well, so it might be right. But you could have told us that in one sentence. Instead of wasting half a lesson on it, you're holding up our work.
Oh, but we don't mind just this once, sir.
Don't you?
No.
Oh, well, what? Just this once? Look, this happens every lesson. And whether you mind or not, Bottomley, is of no particular interest. Because it's none of your business.
Ah.
Yes, ah. Now, let's forget all this nonsense and go on from where we left off.
Yes, sir.
Well, how far have we got?
You were going to tell us about Mephistopheles.
Oh, yes, Mephistopheles.
Aye?
Green, just because you don't know about Mephistopheles, it doesn't mean that we can't talk about him.
No, sir.
No, right. Now, Mephistopheles was the... Just a minute.
Yeah?
We weren't talking about Mephistopheles... And in fact, I told you, Stamford, not to talk about it.
But strike's all getting to a row if I don't find out.
Yes. Ah, will you? Well, look, you get into another row if you don't stop talking about it. I told you once, if you want to know anything about it, you can come and see me after school.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, I may be of some assistance to him.
Yes, of course.
What is it you want to know, Stamford?
Well, I was just... Greenbuckle!
Yes?
Would it be asking too much of you to mind your own business?
Yes, well, I know who Mephistopheles was.
Do you?
Yes, of course I do.
Oh, do you? Well, it just happens that we don't want to know about it.
Yes, we do, sir. The,
oh,
yes, but my remarks will be of great assistance.
Yes. Oh, listen,
I
really.
I know about him, you know.
Keep quiet. I give in. Conducting a lesson in this classroom is like trying to fight a battle. 3-1.
Yeah.
It seems perfectly obvious to me that we've got practically no chance of doing this work I've scheduled until the Mephistopheles question is settled.
Yeah.
Well, go on. Get it out of your system. And I warn you, if you talk any rubbish, you'll get the stick.
Yeah. Well, in the first place, Mephistopheles wasn't Mephistopheles.
Now, well, look, we all know that, but what we want to know is... What? Mephistopheles wasn't Mephistopheles.
No, he changed his name.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, that's the first I've heard of it.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, not many people know that.
No. Now, I think you're right for once, Greenbuckle. You're probably about the only one who does know it.
Yes.
Well, what was his maiden name? What was his name before he changed it?
Yes, well, it was some name like Wafflestopheles.
Wafflestopheles?
Yes.
What? Greenbuckle, are you making this up?
No. That's the name he used when he owned the restaurant.
Restaurant?
Yes, he used to run a Greek restaurant.
Yes, but they...
And he was the first man to make waffles. And that's why they called him Wafflestopheles.
Great, but look, will you keep quiet? I don't know where you got this ridiculous information from, but it's just rubbish. The whole lot of it. Mephistopheles was never at any stage called Wafflestopheles.
Yes, he was.
And I tell you he wasn't. His name has always been Mephistopheles.
But that wasn't until he wrote the funny poetry.
No, but at the same time... Huh? Oh, so he's a poet now.
Yeah.
And a few minutes ago, he owned a Greek restaurant.
Yes, but when he changed his job, he changed his name.
Did he?
Yes. He could only write his funny poems after he drank methylated spirit.
Methylated spirit?
Yes, and that's how he got his name.
Which name?
Methylated Stopheles.
Methylated Stopheles?
I don't write his name.
Keep quiet.
He can have a name like that if he wants to.
Greenbuck.
Yes?
You've had your say, and you've talked like a broken-down donkey. What you said is nothing but rubbish from start to finish.
I can't tell my father all that, sir.
Now, of course you can't.
Well, what shall I tell him?
Well, you... Don't tell him anything.
Strike, I don't know where I stand now.
No.
Hadn't you better clean this up, sir?
I'll clean you up if you don't stop talking.
Don't you know, sir?
Of course I know, but don't keep saying that.
Well, why won't you tell us?
Well, if look, just because Greenbottle airs his knowledge, it doesn't mean that I have to air my knowledge as well. So leave it at that.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, so I win on a forfeit.
Exactly. You win on a... No! Look, this isn't a competition, Greenbottle. I know a lot more about this subject than you do, my boy. But I just can't think of it. I just can't spare the time to discuss it. The, Mephistopheles is... Well, bottomy.
It wasn't mine.
Wasn't it? Oh. All right, well, I didn't say it was. Do you know the bookcase over in my office?
Bookcase? Oh, yeah.
Well, on the top shelf, on the left-hand side, you'll find an encyclopedia. Go and get it and bring it in here.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, we'll soon find out all about Mephistopheles.
But what do you want that for, sir?
Just to show Greenbottle how ridiculous he is.
Yeah.
I don't need it, actually. I don't really have to look it up. But if I told him, he probably wouldn't believe me. So now I'll be able to show it to him in black and white.
Yes, well, I'll bet he owned a restaurant.
All right.
Did he, sir?
I don't know. Yes, no. But I won't say anything until the book gets here. And then nobody will be confused. It shouldn't take Bottomley long. He's only got to go just across the passage.
Yes.
And for every mistake you've made, Greenbottle, you'll do 100 lines.
Yes.
That might teach you not to air your knowledge so freely. Now, here he is. Now we'll soon know all about this Mephistopheles person. Oh, come on. What do you want?
That encyclopedia thing isn't there.
Not there?
No, sir.
Oh, dear. Isn't it?
No, sir.
Well, what's that you've got?
This is the phone book.
Oh, we'll see if he's on the phone.
Yes, look at and the methylite.
Methylite. What initial? Now, put that book down, Bottomy.
You said have a look.
No, I didn't. Yes, I did. All right. But look, what's the good of looking in a phone book? Mephistopheles has been dead for years.
Well, if you ask me, he's just a myth.
Oh, is he? Well, he isn't. But all the same, we won't ask you. So Mephistopheles... wait a minute. Oh, yes, a myth? Who said a moth? A myth.
I did.
Oh, well, you're quite right. You're quite right, Bottomy. I've just remembered. I mean, you're quite right. Mephistopheles was a fictitious person, or a myth, or something. He was a part in a play. You know, a play.
Cavalcade.
He played the part of the camel. The camel. No, he didn't. Now, not cavalcade at all.
Well, that was a play.
All right. Well, I know that, you idiot. But that's got nothing to do with it. Mephistopheles was the name of the character. And he was a sort of a myth. An evil spirit. Yes. He was a spirit.
I told you his name was methylated.
He was a methylated spirit. No, he wasn't. Come out here.
Oh!
This is the one time when you keep out of things, Green Bottle. You've confused us quite enough as it is. Now, I've got it.
Nice work.
Thanks. Keep quiet, Bottle. Mephistopheles was an evil spirit in a play called Faust. Well, really, in the Faust legend. That's it, yes.
Please, so what's the legend?
Legend. Well, it... Stanford!
Yes, sir?
Look, here we are, having gone to all this trouble to explain Mephistopheles to you, and as soon as we do that, you ask another question.
Yeah, well, I only wanted to know what legend means.
He doesn't know anything!
No, I know he doesn't. Well, go on, Greenbottle, tell him. Legend.
Yes, I Stanford.
Yes?
See this table?
Yes.
Well, that's got a legend.
See, there's the legend on the side.
Yes, I can't
stand any more of this. Look, you can all clear out. Well, good morning, boys.
Good